Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
Yes, I called Monday and canceled my subscription, and they still charge my card.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
30028.
And your first and last name?
Warren Jackson.
Okay, and lastly, can you verify that shipping address for me, please?
4620 Walk Court, Tubman, Georgia, 30028.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Just give me 1 second, okay, while I pull up this account.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm still here with you, just pulling up slow, okay? Okay, what was the last charge? What was the day that you were charged? You said that we charged you again. What charge do you see? Because the charge that I see, the only charge that I see on my end was from December 22nd. And that's the day that you called in and got it canceled.
Yes.
So, yes, sir. The reason why it charged that is because you have to call in 1 second. Okay, so yes, the reason why it charged that is because you have to call in before that 6 days. And because you didn't call in. So it was from you didn't call in until the 22nd. The 16th through the 22nd, that gives it right at the 6 day mark. You have to call in before those 6 days.
The lady told me it's 7 days.
Okay, so who did you speak with when they told you that? Because you have originally 6 days to call in and get it canceled. What it is a customer will receive a link for a survey in their email, and they're offered a chance to win various prizes. So you had entered in into that for that core set. However, it does state in the terms and conditions that you have 6 days and you have to call in before those 6 days to get it canceled so they do not enroll you into a membership. Right on that 6 day, that's when they will enroll you into that membership. So that's the reason why it was charged at $67.32.
Because I didn't know I was in a membership. I didn't ask for this.
Yes, sir, but it was in those terms and conditions, which makes the charge valid. Now, what I can do is, because that charge is valid, I can go in and offer a 35% refund of the $67.32. But other than that, they're considering that charge valid.
So that's how y'all get us.
No, that's not how we get you all. This is
about there was a membership. They just told me for shopping at Kohl's, I would get a cooking set, and all I had to do was pay for shipping. I don't see nothing about a membership going into effect from that.
Yes, sir. It
was paying for shipping, and so I never saw that.
Yes, sir. It was in those terms.
I need a membership. A membership for what on top of that? I mean, I don't even know what I'm getting a membership for.
It's a membership. Go ahead. I'll let you finish.
This is a membership for what?
So it's a membership for the monthly subscription for a meal plan. And it did state it in those terms and conditions. That's why I said I can get it canceled.
What kind of meal plan?
It's a meal plan that comes to your email. And again, we're just a third-party call center that serves multiple companies. So what I can do is I can offer a 35% refund back of the $67.32 back to your car.
The 18th to the 22nd is only 4 days.
It wasn't the 18th. You placed the order on the 16th. December 16th is when you placed the order. And that order was actually placed. Go ahead.
The 16th through the 22nd is only 6 days. So I called in within the 6 day period.
That's what I'm saying. In the terms and conditions, you have to call in before that 6 days. Or on that, I'm telling you that 6 day, that's when they enroll you into the membership and that's when it starts billing. On that 6 day, it does state that in the terms and conditions. I'm looking at where you ordered, and I'm also reading off the terms and conditions as well.
Can I get a copy of that? Because I never saw that. Otherwise, I would have never went through this crap. Because I don't need a meal.
Okay, we're just a third party call center, so I'm unable to even send you. Anything, do you still have the link where it sent it to your email? Do you still have any of that?
No, that's it. I never got anything.
Okay, so how did you place the order? You said off Kohl's, correct?
Yeah, popped up as I had to probably be take a survey and get this set, and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling.
Okay, so yeah, so I'm unable to send anything because we're just a third party. All we do is handle you guys' account. We're just a third party call center. So I'm not sure how I can send that to you. There's no way that I could send that to you. Only thing I have on my end is the link from where you ordered from. And I'm reading based off those terms and conditions.
You can send me that.
I can try to provide the link over the phone, but I won't be able to send it to you. And the link is very lengthy, but I can try to provide that to you over the phone.
Okay.
So it's HTTPS.
H.
TTPS.
H as in Henry?
Yes.
H-E-P-S.
H-T-T-P-S. /// www.truly, T-R-U-L-Y, unique N, I'm sorry, U-N, IQUE selection.com.
Truly unique selection.com.
Yes.
Give me an error. I'm not able to access this resource.
Okay, so yes, that's the website that I have on my end. Just give me 1 second. Let me see what I can do. I'm going to talk it over with my supervisor. But it was in those terms and conditions, and we do require everyone to read the terms and conditions because we can't keep up with thousands of customers.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, so I did talk it over with my supervisor, and she did advise me that I can go ahead and process a 50% refund of that charge. And that's a courtesy refund due to those terms and conditions.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And it will be back into your banking account within 3 to 5 business days. But depending on your bank, it can be back in there sooner than that.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.